come back after a week off.
一星期休息之后，欢迎大家回来。
Let's begin with
prayer. 让我们以祷告来开始。
God, thank you for your goodness to us.
亲爱的主，我们为你的良善感谢。
Thank you that we have the privilege to come to you in prayer.
谢谢你，我们有这种来到你面前，以祷告来到你面前的权益。
Today, as we study about prayer, would you help us to realize the great privilege and joy that it is?
当我们今天学习祷告的时候，求你让我们知道这是何等的荣幸，何等的喜乐。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. We are finishing up today, talking about prayer.
我们今天呢，要把祷告讲完。
And we are using the Lord's Prayer as our, model.
我们用这个主导文来做一个一个典范。
And I told you that he gave this not as a formula, but as a model for us.
那个不是一个公式，而是一个典范。
A way to say, this is the way you approach prayer.
他就是告诉我们说，你是这样来祷告的。
And one reason I love the Lord's Prayer as a model for us is its simplicity.
我之所以喜欢主导文是我们的这个典范，是因为它的简单。
I once picked up a book about prayer that divided a time of prayer into 12 different sections.
我有一次看到一个讲祷告的书，他把祷告分成12个部分。
And I started reading through this book and I thought, wow, I would become so...confused by the pattern that I don't think I could keep praying.
然后我就说读的时候我就在想我说天哪他这个这么多的这个一张一张的我已经搞得很头都昏了我不知道该怎么祷告了。
Jesus gives us something very simple.
主耶稣给我们的这个模式是很简单的。
Because when we pray, we are holding a conversation, we are having a conversation with our Heavenly Father.
因为当我们祷告的时候我们是给我们的天父是有一个谈话一个交流。
We really don't want our children to come to us with a formula they follow.
我们不想我们的孩子来到我们面前跟我们讲话的时候他是要有公式的。
And God doesn't ask us to come to Him with a formula.
神也没有要求我们到他面前就是照着一个模式来说话。
But when Jesus' disciples said to Him, teach us how to pray.
当主耶稣的门徒对主耶稣说求你教导我们如何祷告。
He says, okay, pray like this.
然后主耶稣说就这样子祷告。
And He gives them a model of prayer.
他给了他们一个祷告的一个典范一个样板。
We started it last time, we're going to finish today.
我们上一次呢就开始讲了这次我们希望今天能讲完。
We saw last time that we began by recognizing His authority.
上一次我们讲到神的权柄。
Our Father in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name.
我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣你的名是神圣的。
Buddhist once talked to me.
有一次我跟一个信佛的人讲话。
And he had a question about our Christian worship.
他就是对我们基督徒的敬拜他有一个问题。
He said, I came to a Christian service.
他说有一次我参加这个基督徒的敬拜。
And then I read in the Christian Bible.
然后呢我也读你们的圣经。
And your God is always saying, praise me, praise me, praise me.
你们的神总是说你们要赞美我赞美我赞美我。
Recognize my authority, I am in charge.
你要承认我的权柄因为我在掌管。
And he says, why does your God do that?
你们的神为什么要这样做呢?
In his words, he says, is your God insecure?
用他的话来讲就是你们的神是不是很没有安全感呢
That he needs us to tell him how great he is.
所以他就希望我们不断的来告诉他说他有多么伟大。
And I began to think about that question and realize it's actually a good question.
然后我就开始思想那个问题我就想说这是一个挺好的问题。
Why does the Bible keep saying praise him?
圣经上为什么要我们不断的赞美神呢
Why do we begin our prayer by saying, God, you are powerful, you are in heaven, you are in charge?
为什么我们开始祷告的时候要先来说，神啊，你是伟大的，你是大有能力的，你是在掌管万事的？
And I've come to believe the answer is not that God needs to hear it.
不是因为神需要听到这些。
It is that I need to say it.
是因为我需要讲出来。
He isn't going to forget who he is.But I might.
他不会忘记说他是谁，但是我可能会忘记。
You see, it's very easy for me to forget who he is.
对我个人而言，很容易就忘记神是谁。
I'll never say that.
我永远不会这样子明嘴巴上讲出来。
But I do it in my actions.
但是在我的行为上会这样做。
When I pray at the beginning of the day, God, you be in charge.
如果我在一天的开始我祷告说神啊你在掌管。
And then I spend the day trying to fix things the way I want them to be.
但是我一天中呢都想按照我的方式按照我的想法来解决安排事情的话。
I am forgetting that he is in charge.
我就忘记了他在掌管。
That he's the authority.
他是权柄。
That it's his will that should be done.
是他的旨意要被成就。
And so, by starting my time of prayer by recognizing his authority.
所以在祷告的开始我就先来思想来承认神的权柄。
I am reminding myself right up front.
所以在刚开始我就提醒自己。
He's in charge.
他在掌管。
I can trust him.
我可以信靠他。
I come to him knowing.He has the answers.
我到他面前是因为知道他有所有的答案。
And then Jesus says, pray with submission, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
然后主耶稣接着说，我们要带着一个降服的态度来祷告，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That reminds me that prayer is not aboutMaking God do what I want him to do.
这就提醒我，祷告不是让神去做我想他做的事情。
It is getting my desires in line with his desires.
是让我的心愿，我的想法跟神的想法，神的心愿相吻合。
It seems to me that one of the secrets of confident prayer is how well we know God.
这个祷告的一个秘诀就在于我们对神有多认识多了解。
So that our desires line up with his desires.
以至于我们的心愿想法跟神的想法是相吻合的。
When my children were young,
当我的孩子们还小的时候
if they came to me and asked for some things, they needed to ask with a lot of fear and trembling because the answer was probably going to be no.
如果他们带着一些不确定带着害怕恐惧来向我问什么事情那是因为他们知道很可能我会说 no.
Dad, would you give me $100 that I can spend this month on candy and chewing gum? Probably no.
说爸爸可不可以给我100块钱可以去买糖果那可能这个答案就是 no.
But they also knew me well enough to know that some things they could ask with confidence because I was probably going to say yes.
但是他们也知道有些东西呢他们可以很肯定的来到我面前因为我会说好的。
If they wanted the same things that they knew I wanted to give them,
如果他们要的他们也知道就是我想要给他们的东西。
They could ask with confidence.
他们就可以很肯定的来要。
This morning driving here,
今天早上我开车来的时候
this fancy Porsche comes flying around me down the highway.
然后有一个保时捷的跑车就是哗都开过去。
Now, I did not pray this because cars don't matter to me.
我不是这样祷告因为对我来讲车不重要。
But imagine that I had said, God, I want to pray right now.
然后想象一下说哎呀神呐我现在想祷告。
Please give me a new Porsche.
求你给我一个新的一辆新的保时捷的跑车。
I really could not have prayed that with a great deal.Of confidence.
我肯定不能带着很大的确信来祷告。
Because I really have no reason to think that one of God's great desires for me is that I could drive a fancier car.
因为我不能确定说神对我最大的心愿就是我开一辆很非常好的跑车。
So that prayer I really can't pray with a lot of confidence.
所以那个祷告我是没有办法带着肯定的去祷告的。
However,
但是呢,
if this week, as I begin my day,
这个星期当我每一天开始的时候,
I say, God, please bring me across the path of someone that I can encourage and show your love to today.
求你这个星期带来什么人我可以来鼓励他来向他显示你的爱。
That's a prayer that I could pray knowing he's probably going to answer.
那个祷告我知道他可能会答应。
Because he wants me to show his love to other people.
因为我知道他想要让我对周围的人显示他的爱。
And so when I pray in my prayer time, God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What I'm saying is, God,I want to be lined up with your desires.
所以当我祷告的时候祷告说愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。我是把我的想法
I am doing here exactly what you want done.
所以呢我的想法跟他的想法相吻合所以呢我在地上所做的就是神希望我在地上所做的。
And then we come to the third part of this prayer.
然后我们到这个祷告的第三项。
When we present our request,
当我们把我们的请求带到神面前的时候
God, this is what I need to ask you for.
神啊，这是我需要向你所求的。
I once, heard a preacher preaching on prayer.
我有一次听到一个牧师讲祷告。
And he was really making me feel very guilty.
让我觉得非常有罪疚感。
Because he was saying,Don't be going in prayer and asking God for a bunch of things.
就是别在祷告中去向神要一些东西，要一系列的东西。
God already knows what you need.
神已经知道你们所需
要的。You focus your prayer on worshiping and honoring Him.
你的祷告就专注在敬拜和尊荣他。
When you ask God for things, you're just being selfish in your prayers.
当你向神求东西的时候，你就是比较自我中心、自私。
I was feeling kind of guilty.
我听了这个之后呢我就觉得挺内疚的。
But then in that church, after the sermon, we always ended with the Lord's Prayer.
但是呢这个教会它崇拜结束的时候呢总是大家一起来背主导文。
And all of a sudden, my guilt from the sermon disappeared.
突然之间我听这个讲道所带来的这个罪疚感就全部消失了。
Because I was watching to make sure that the pastor was praying.
因为呢我就在那看这个牧师是不是在祷告。
And right along with all of us, he prayed.
然后呢跟我们会众一起他也在祷告。
Give us this day our daily bread.
他祷告的是什么我们日用的饮食。
And I thought, you're just as selfish as I am.
然后你就跟我一样自私。
Because that's what Jesus told us to pray.
因为那个是主耶稣让我们教导我们要去祷告的。
To say, Father.
说爸爸。
You know what we need.
你知道我们所需要的。
Please give it to us.
请你给我，求你给我们。
We pray for daily bread.
我们为每日的饮食向神祈求。
I love this quote about prayer.
我很喜欢这个对祷告的一个讲法，一个引用。
Paul Miller wrote, "Prayer is an admission of helplessness."
那个保罗·米勒说，祷告就是承认。你是无能为力的。
When we pray, we are saying, God, I can't do this myself.
当你祷告的时候，你是告诉神说，我自己做不了。
I am helpless.
我是无助的，我是没有能力的。
It is also a statement of trust.
也是一个信靠的宣告。
God, I can't do this myself.
神啊，我自己做不了。
But I know that you can.
但是我知道你可以做。
And so I am asking you to do.
所以我求你来做。
Daily.
每日的饮食。
That phrase, I think, tells me two things about this.
这里面就讲了两件是关于祷告的。
First of all, he is asking us to pray for what is sufficient.
他为让我们为那个到底足够的来祷告。
You know, I have found that my most frustrating request in prayer
我觉得在祷告中最令我就是懊恼的，就是灰心的，就是
is when I am asking God to give me the answer to all the problems that I may face down the road.
就是当我求神给我可能在未来的所会遇到的问题的答案的时候，就是在以后的可能会遇到的问题。
You know, I see something that's going to happen down the road and I want God to fix it and tell me the answer right now. And he doesn't usually follow my schedule.
然后呢，我可能预见到未来可能会有那个问题呢，所以我就求神把那个答案，把那个告诉我。但是通常呢，神不会跟着我的时间表走。
Jesus says to his disciples, pray for your daily bread. Pray for what you need today.
主耶稣教导门徒说，你们为每日的饮食祷告，你们为你们今天所需用的祷告。
I want God to answer the problems that are coming, you know, a year from now.
我想要神对我一年以后的问题来回应。
Jesus is teaching his disciples, trust God one day at a time.
主耶稣教导他的门徒，就是每一天，一天一天的，在当下信靠神。
I think there's a very practical reason that God meets our needs one day at a time.
我觉得呢，神就是每天这样一天一天的来满足我们的需要，是有一个很实际的作用的。
Because you see, he knows us very well.
因为神很了解我们。
And he knows that if he gives us all of the answers for the next year,
如果神把未来一年中所有面对的问题的答案现在都告诉我们。
He probably won't hear from us again for the next year.
那未来的一年他可能都不会听到我们的祷告了。
And God is much more interested in a relationship with us than he is in simply solving all of our problems and now I'll see you in a year from now.
神呢不是他更看重的是跟我们之间个人的关系，而不是说把我们未来一年的问题的答案都帮我们解决，把这个答案都告诉我们。
And God is concerned enough for me to protect me from myself.
神真的是在意我，他就是保护我免受这个自我中心的侵蚀。
Now I convinced myself I wouldn't do this.
我就是确信啊，我说服我自己，我肯定不会那么做的。
But the truth is, if God gave me all of the answers for everything I need for the next year,
真相就是，如果神把未来一年中我所有面对问题的答案都告诉我，
I would probably very soon not be nearly as concerned about my daily prayer time.
然后我可能就对我每天的祷告这个时间就不会太在意了。
Because I would just feel, you know, everything's going great.
然后我就会觉得，哎呀，每样事情都很棒。
It is that daily need that drives me back to Him.
就是那个每日的需要驱使我到神面前。
And God is doing that for my good because He knows whether I realize it or not, I need that daily time.
就是神这样做是为了我的益处，不管我是不是意识到，其实我是需要每日祷告的时间，跟神独处的时间的。
We see a beautiful example of this in the Old Testament in Numbers.
我们在民数记看到一个非常好的例子。
God is feeding the people of Israel as they go through the desert.
当这些以色列民经过旷野的时候呢，神每天都为他们提供粮食。
And he sends manna to feed them.
神从天上降下玛纳。
And he says to them,
神对他们说，
collect enough for today.
只收取当日的量。
Tomorrow I'll send more.
明天呢我再送玛纳。
But they are a lot like we are.
他们就很像我们。
They are very careful planners.
他们是很仔细的这个计划者，很会做计划。
And so they go out and they see this manna everywhere.
然后他们一出去，哇，看到到处都是玛纳。
And they collect enough for today.
他们就把今天所当取的量给采了。
And then someone says, you really think there'll be some more tomorrow?
有人就说，哎，你觉得明天还会有吗？
You know, I trust God.
我信靠神。
But I'm going to go ahead and collect some for tomorrow too.
但是呢，我今天也要收取一些，多收一点，给明天预备的。
And so they load up.
所以他们就装满了。
They're ready.
他们都预备好了。
And what happens? the next morning when they wake up.
第二天早晨他们起来发生什么了呢？
Yeah, the house is stinking.
那个整个帐篷都臭透的。
What's that terrible smell?
你说什么东西这么臭？
It's the manna we collected for today.
那是我们昨天为今天所收集的玛纳。
God was teaching them.
神在教他们。
Day by day by day, I will provide for you.
就是每一天每一天我要供应你所需的。
Daily bread.
是日用的饮食。
That's how God provides for us, and that's what we're asking for when we pray. Give us today's bread.
那就是神如何供应我们的，所以祷告上是说我们日用的饮食，就是我们每一天的饮食，今日赐给我们。
But we are also, that phrase teaches us contentment.
然后这一句呢，也教导我们要知足。
It says, if I have today's bread,
如果我已经今日的饮食已经有了，
I should be satisfied.
我需要感到满足。
Again, that goes against our nature. At least it goes against my nature.
但是那是跟我们的本性相违背的，起码跟我的本性相违背。
I want to be sure that I have the next year's bread supplied.
我希望呢，我有这个整整明年一年的这个食物充足。
And I also want to be storing up some bread for when I get old.
然后我也想说，等我老的时候呢，我要把这个吃饭的钱给省下来。
And I'm not saying go cash out your IRAs.
我不是说把你的退休金都拿出来现在。
So don't go do something foolish.
所以不要去做愚蠢的事情。
But I am saying this.
但是我所讲的是。
Jesus says to us.
主耶稣对我们说。
Learn to be content.
学习知足，学会知足。
Learn to live lives of trust.
学会一个信靠的生活。
You can't take this one phrase apart from all of the rest of Scripture.
你不能把这一句经文呢从别断章取义。
There are plenty of other verses, Proverbs that teaches us plan for the future.
因为在箴言里面有很多的经文讲到要为明日呢来做计划，来做预备。
So, Jesus here is not saying be stupid.
所以主耶稣在这里讲不是说你笨笨的。
But he is teaching us a kind of attitude of contentment.
但是他教导我们的是有一个知足的态度。
That doesn't ruin today because I'm constantly worrying about tomorrow.
不会说因为我一直在为明天忧虑，所以把我的今天都给搞得这个很乱七八糟。
This prayer is at the beginning of Matthew 6.
这个祷告是马太福音第六章的刚开始的部分。
At the end of the same chapter,
在马太福音第六章的结束，
Jesus is going to say to his disciples,
主耶稣对他的门徒说，
Don't worry about the future.
不要为明天忧虑。
Don't be so worried about food and clothing and all of these things.
不要为食物为衣服忧虑。
And then he says something wonderful.
然后主耶稣说了一些很棒的事情。
You see, I used to read that and think, he's just telling us those things don't matter.
我原来读的时候总是以为他说，哦，他说这些事情都不重要。
That's not what he says.
那不是主耶稣的意思。
He says, for your heavenly Father knows you need those things.
他说，因为你们所需用的一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
You two young men here.
我们这位两位
小孩子 Are you worried that tomorrow you won't have anything to eat?
你有没有担心说明天早上你没吃的？他们
Are you worried you'll have to go to school without any clothes?
你有没有担心明天早上去学校没有衣服穿？
That'd be awful.
他们都没有。
Why not?
为什么呢？
You have them? Your parents are going to have them for you, right?
因为爸爸妈妈都帮你们预备好了。
You're not going to get up tomorrow morning and go to the refrigerator and it's empty.
你不会说明天早晨一起来拉开冰箱都是空的。
And mom and dad say, if you want to eat, go get your job.
然后爸爸说，如果你想吃东西的话，自己去找份工作。
When we are children,
当我们是孩子的时候
，our parents provide those things. We don't have to worry about them.
爸爸妈妈就提供这一切，我们不需要担心。
And Jesus says,
主耶稣说
，As God's children, we don't have to worry about those things.
作为神的儿女，我们不需要为这些事担心。
Not because they're not important.
不是因为这些事情不重要。
But because our Father is taking care of them.
而是因为我们的天父已经把这些事情都他会供应。
He knows we need them.
他知道我们需要这些。
And so when we pray, give us our daily bread, it is a wonderful sense of trust.
所以当我们说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，这就表示了一种我们对神的信号，一种这是很棒的。
Father, you know what I need.
天父啊，父亲啊，你知道我所需要的。
And I'm going to trust you to give it.
我相信你会给我。
And then we pray.
然后我们继续祷告说。
Forgive us our debts.
免我们的债。
And that word debts in Matthew.
在马太福音里这个债的意思是。
In Luke is forgive us our sins.
在路加福音里是说免我们的罪。
And it's the same idea.
这是两个概念是一样的。
Because to Matthew, a sin is a debt.
对。
To God. We have wronged him and we owe him.
对马太来讲呢。这个债呢就是罪，就是我们对天父所欠的罪，我们亏欠了他。
And so he is saying day by day, God, show me my heart.
所以他说，神啊，每一天你真的是让我知道我的内心，展示我的内心。
Psalm 139 gives us the same idea.
诗篇139篇呢也给我们同样的观念。
When the psalmist prays, search me, O God, and know my heart.
诗人说神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思。
See if there be any grievous, hurtful way in me.
看在我里边有什么恶行没有？他这个恶行的意思就是说，有没有什么不好的东西，就是那种令神担忧的东西。
Lead me in the way everlasting.
引导我走永生的道路。
Now, when you read this prayer,
当你读这个祷告的时候。
Some people, I think, misuse Jesus' prayer.
我觉得有的人在误用主耶稣的祷告。
And they say something like this.
他们这样说。
Well, I'm going to do what I want to.
我就去做我想做的事儿。
I'll break God's law however I want to.
哦，我想怎么样做我就怎么样违
背神的律法。And at the end of the day, I'll say.
最后一天结束的时候，我就对神说。
Forgive me my debts.
说求你免我们债。
Sorry about that, God.
啊，神呢？对不起啊。
That's not what Jesus is saying.
那不是主耶稣的意思。
I know this because he's already said when you pray, God, I want to do your will on earth.
我之所以这样说，因为主耶稣在前面已经讲了，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So this is not the prayer of someone.Who is willfully breaking God's law, doing their own thing, and then saying, don't worry about it.
所以这就不是有些人他是故意的去违背神的律法，任意而行，然后说哦没关系，神啊，求你免我的债。
It is the prayer of someone who is trying to live in submission to God.
而是一个祷告，是这个人呢，他真的是想要对神过一个降服的生活。
But who knows that we are not good at even judging our own motives and ideas.
然后但是他们知道我们甚至不善于去判断我们自己的动机。
And so we say, God,
所以我们说
show me what's in my heart.
求你向我显示我的心是怎么样的。
Forgive me for those areas where I fall short of your plan for me.
就是那些我所亏欠你的，我所就是你为我的最好的这个心意的计划我达不到的，求你真的饶恕原谅我。
I want to live in submission to your will.
我想要过一个对你的旨意降服的生活。
But God, I know I'm awfully stubborn.
但是神，我也知道我很多时候是挺固执的。
I'm prone to going my own way.
我很就是易于走自己的，倾向于走自己的路。
So God, forgive me and bring me back.
所以神啊，求你原谅我，饶恕我，把我带回来。
And so he says, day by day, God.
所以他说，每一天。
Forgive me.
求你饶恕我。
This year in my devotions, I've been reading from the Anglican Book of Prayer.
今年我的祷告的，我在读那个安利甘教会，它有个公祷书。
And I love the imagery that is used.
我很喜欢他们所里面所运用的这个描述的这个形象描绘的词。
It's an old style wording, but I like it.
它是一个比较古典的英文，但是我挺喜欢的。
We have strayed from your ways like lost sheep.
我们就像那个迷路的羊似的，从你的道上走偏了。
We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts.
我们太多的时候是跟随我们自己心里的计划想法。
We have left undone the things we ought to have done.
我们应该做的事情我们没做，没做完。
And we have done those things we ought not to have done.
我们不应该去做的事情，我们却把它给做完了。
Every time I read that, I think, wow, you know, 200 years ago, 300 years ago, this person had a pretty good picture of who we are.
我就说，哇，这个人，300年前的这个人可真是知道我们的人性是怎么样的。
We wander off like sheep.
我们就像那个羊一样，走走走就走偏了。
We follow the devices and desires of our own heart.
我们就跟着自己的心意而行。
We don't do the things we should have done.
我们不去做我们应该做的事儿。
And we do the things we should not have done.
我们去做我们不应该做的事儿。
Jesus says to his disciples.
主耶稣对他的门徒说。
That's who you are.
你们就是这样的。
That's who we are.
我们也就是这样的。
We're not going to have any public testimonies this morning.
我们不需要有一个公开的承认或者见证。
But if you look back over the past week, And you're very honest.
如果你很坦诚。
You're going to say, I said that and I shouldn't have said it.
你就会说，哎呀，那些话我不应该说。
I didn't say that and I should have said it.
我应该去说那些话，那些话我应该讲的，但是我没讲。
I left undone what I should have done.
所以呢，我应该做的我没去完成。
And I did what I should not have done.
但是呢，我却做了我不应该做的。
And again, Jesus is not talking about willful rebellion.
在这里，主耶稣不是讲那种故意的悖逆。
This is not going into the store and saying, "Well, I want it. I'm just going to steal it, and then tonight I'll say, God, please forgive me."
这不是说你到一个商店里偷东西，然后到晚上再给神说，神啊，请你免我的债，请你饶恕我的罪。
He's not talking about willful rebellion.
他不是在讲这个。就是故意的，就是民族性犯的这种犯罪，他知道说。
A humility that day by day says God.
而是有这种谦卑说，每一天说神呐。
I want to be the kind of person you want me to be.
我想成为你所要让我，你想让我成为的人。
And I'm still not there yet.
我还没有到达。
Forgive me.
求你。
And then he says something that is very hard to pray.
然后接着主耶稣还说了一些很难祷告的东西。
Forgive us our debts, our sins.
免我们的债。
As we have forgiven those who sin against us.
如同我们免了人的债，如同我们也饶恕了亏欠我们的人。
And all of a sudden, this prayer becomes very problematic.
突然之间这个祷告就变得很有问题了。
Because here's what I'm saying to God when I pray this.
因为当我这样祷告的时候，我是对神说，
God, please give me the same amount of mercy.
神啊，求你给我这样同等量的这个怜悯。
That I am giving to others.
就是我给别人的这个怜悯。
Is there anyone here who would suddenly discover that you were receiving very little mercy if you prayed that?
大家有没有突然意识到说，如果你这样祷告的话，你受到的怜悯是很少的。
You understand?
了解吗？
I've got a list of things you did wrong to me.
这是你对我做的这一些错事，错待我的，对不起我的。
And I'm keeping track.
然后我有一个清单，我在记着呢。
God, please forgive me my wrongs.
神啊，求你饶恕我所有的过犯。
By the way, I'm still really mad about what you did.
但是我对你所对我亏负的事情，我都记得清清楚楚。
But God, please be merciful to me.
哦，神啊，求你怜悯我。
And Jesus says, when you pray,
主耶稣说当你祷告的时候
God says sure
神说好啊
I'll show you the same mercy that you're showing to this person
你对这个人显示了多少怜悯我也跟你显示同样的怜悯
And all of a sudden I say no God I want more mercy
然后你就说哎呀神啊不是这样的我想要更多的怜悯
Jesus says
主耶稣说
If I'm going to have my record wiped out
如果我想要神把我的记录都给清除了给涂抹了我的过犯
I have to wipe out the record of those who wronged me
我也要把别人亏负我的这些记录都给涂抹了都给除掉
As God's people,
作为神的百姓,
we have no right to say, God, I refuse to forgive others, but I want you to forgive me.
我们没有权利说神啊，我拒绝去饶恕那些人，但是我想让你饶恕我。
The two go together.
这两个是肩并肩的，是一起的。
I must forgive.
我必须要原谅，要饶恕。
If I'm going to be forgiven.
如果我要被饶恕的话
While back I talked to someone who they're having a lot of difficulty in their marriage
我跟一个人谈话然后他的婚姻中间有很多问题
No one from the church here by the way
啊，不是我们教会的
I should clarify that And I said to this man,
我就对这位先生说
why is so much struggle?
为什么在你们婚姻中有这么多难处这么多挣扎呢
And understand this is only his side.
你要听一下这只是从他的角度来看
But he said,
他说
part of the problem is this.
他说问题的一部分在于
He said, I have a long list of things I've done wrong.
我有一个长长的清单就是我做错的事儿。
And he said, I know that.
我知道我做错的事儿。
He said, and he was being very serious. He says, my wife can remember in junior high when she stole the eraser off of a pencil.
但是呢我太太她能记到什么程度就是她高二的时候她偷了一个铅笔头。
And that's the worst thing she's ever done.
但是呢我那是我太太做过的最糟糕的事情。
And so she looks at my list and she can't possibly forgive me.
然后她看看我做错的事儿，这么多的错事儿，她不能饶恕我，不能原谅我。
Now I imagine if I heard from her, she might tell me something different.
但是我想象说，如果我听这个太太讲，可能她讲的又是不同。
But as I listened to him,
但是在我听这位先生讲的时候
，it struck me that sometimes we see ourselves.As the worst thing we've ever done is we took a pencil off of an eraser.
就是有的突然让我就看到说有时候我们就觉得说我们做的最糟糕的事情也不过是把一个铅笔上的那个橡皮给掰下来。
And the people who have wronged us have a list this long.
但是呢那些亏负我们的人呢确实有个长长的清单。
And we are not ready to erase the list.
我们没有办法就是没有预备好要去把那些错过错都给涂抹掉
Now this is not a lesson on forgiveness and I'm not going to get into the details of that.
因为这个课呢不是讲饶恕的所以我不会太进入。
We've talked about it before and sometime I'll talk about it some more.
我们以前讲过饶恕以后我们再有机会再细讲。
Because forgiveness is much more complicated than just saying, okay, I'll erase the list.
因为饶恕不是单单的就是说哦我把这个清单给擦掉了。
But I simply this morning want to say
但是今天早上我就是要单单的讲说
that Jesus says, I cannot pray God forgive me if I am unwilling to forgive others.
当我不能去不愿意去饶恕别人的时候我无法祷告说神啊求你免我的罪免我的债如同我免了人的债
And then he prayed, teaches us to pray for daily victory over temptation.
然后他要我们为每日胜过试探的得胜来祷告。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
不要让我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Again, this prayer is not just a magic formula.
这个可不是一个好像有魔法的一个公式似的，像个
It's a daily reminder.
这是一个每日的提醒。
How I am to live.
我应该怎么样来生活。
You see, I've met people who seem to think this prayer is something like this.
我碰到有些人，他们是这么来想这个祷告的。
I'm sitting in front of my computer.
我就坐在我电脑前。
I'm getting ready to go on some websites that I know are sinful and will build wrong desires.
我已经准备好要去上一些那个网站，我知道这些网站是不好的，也会会引起来我这个有罪的欲望。
But before I get there, I pray my Lord's Prayer for the day.
但是呢，在我上那个网站之前，我来祷告主导文。
Lead me not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
And then click, click, click.
然后就在那儿一直按按按鼠标。
And I'm amazed that God does not answer my prayer.
然后我就很惊奇，神为什么没有回应我的祷告。
You understand?
了解吗？
My student that I meet with periodically who's a recovering alcoholic.
我有个学生就是时不时的我会见他，他是一个酗酒者，他正在恢复。
Thursday he said, tomorrow is 3 years and 4 months I've been sober.
他说到明天为止我就是3年4个月没有喝酒。
I said, that's great.
我说太好了。
Let's go to a bar and celebrate.
蒙哥让我们去一个酒吧来庆祝吧。
He said, I can't do that.
然后我就说，我说我们去一个酒吧庆祝。他说我不能去。
I said, I know, I'm joking.
我说我知道，我就跟你开玩笑。
But imagine that my student said,
你想象一下，如果我的学生说，
I'm going to go to the bar.
我要去酒吧。
I'm going to buy a big glass of whatever his favorite alcohol is.
我要买一大瓶，就是说他最喜欢的那种酒精饮料。
And then I'm going to pray, God keep me from temptation.
然后我就开始祷告说，神啊，不要让我陷入试探。
Is his prayer going to be answered?
你觉得他的祷告会被回应吗？
No.
不会的。
This prayer, when I pray this each day.
所以当我祷告主祷文的时候，
I am saying, God,
我是对神说，神啊，
Don't lead me into temptation.
不要让我陷入试探。
And I am not going to stubbornly go in the areas that bring me to temptation.
我不会固执的要进到那个会带来试探的那个领域。
I am going to put some fences in my life. I am going to discipline myself to live in obedience to you.
然后我要在我的生活中的设些限制，让我能够就是对神过一个降服的生活。
Every one of us know there are some areas where we are more prone to sin than others.
我们每个人都在某一个方面，我们比别人更容易犯罪。
I don't know what your area is. I don't want to know.
我不知道你的方面是什么，我也不想知道。
And if you tell me there's absolutely no areas that I'm weak, then your problem is self-righteousness.
如果你说
I'll give you your area of temptation now.
如果你说我没有在任何方面有这个落入试探的，那你的可能试探就是自我为义。那
For every one of us, there are areas where we are prone to sin.
因为我们每个人都有一个方面，我们在那个方面呢就更容易犯罪。
And part of putting this prayer into practice,
就是如何把这个祷告放在我们的实际生活中的一部分就在于。
Is doing what we can.
就是尽我们所能
做的。To avoid those areas.
就是在那些方面呢尽我们所能做的设限。
There are certain things I know. If I do this, if I go here, if I watch this, I'm going to have a problem.
有些地方我知道如果我去那个场所或者我看这个就会有问题。
So I can't pray this prayer as I'm driving to that place.
如果你在开车已经要去那个地方了你就不能祷告这个祷告。
The prayer is a very practical prayer.
这是一个非常实际的祷告。
A daily reminder.
是一个每日的提醒。
I must put in my life the guardrails that keep me from these areas of failure.
就是我必须在我自己的生活中放那个围篱吧，保护我自己不会进到那个容易落入试探的方面。
Now I know that sounds very, very simple and y'all are intelligent people so you don't need to be told that.
我知道这个是很简单，大家都很聪明，不需要再被提，不需要再被讲，被提醒。
But I've met a lot of Christians who don't seem to know this.
但是我碰到好多基督徒好像都不知道这一点。
Who keep going back to the same areas of failure over and over and over.
就是不断的回到让他们跌倒的这个方面，就是不断的回到，一而再，再而三。
Why?
为什么？
Because they refuse to learn.
因为他们拒绝学习。
That if I go in that direction, I'm going to fall into the same sin.
如果我往那个方向走，我就会落入同样的罪。
You know the definition of insanity.
你知道这个发疯的定义是什么？
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result.
就是你重复不断的做同样一件事情，但是却期待有个不同的结果出现。
If you have fallen into this sin 10 times,
如果你已经十次掉入这个罪中，
Don't do the same thing again and expect victory.
不要再做同样的事情，但是却期待你有得胜。
Build a new habit.
就是建立养成一个新的习惯。
Build a new practice.
养成一个新的在你的生活中的一个实践。
Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
And then we end the prayer again with praise.
然后这个祷告最后是以赞美来结束的。
Yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。Amen.
The prayer comes back where it started.
然后这个祷告又回到起初，刚开始的时候。
We start by recognizing He's in charge.
我们开始的时候就承认说神在掌管。
We go through our needs, our need for forgiveness, our prayer for obedience.
我们就说我们的需要，我们求神的饶恕。
And then we wrap it all up.
然后我们最后结束的时候。
By again reminding ourselves, who are we praying to?
然后再次提醒我们，我们是向谁祷告？
The one who has the power and the authority to answer this prayer.
是有权柄，是有这个荣耀，他可以回应我们的祷告。
Yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
Everything that I have asked for.
我所求的每一件事。
It's easy for you to do.
对神来讲，对你来讲。都是很容易的。
你
可以成就这些。
And the reason I think it helps to wrap up our prayer with this,
我们之所以结束的时候要这样子祷告，
is it feels to me like when my time of prayer is over,
是对我来讲，我们祷告到了结束的时候，
I need the final step of saying, okay, God, I put this in your hands.
我需要最后一步说，神啊，我把这些交在你的手上。
So I'm not going to take it with me.
我不会再把我这个祷告再自己带走。
Because I am prone to doing this.
因为我很容易去做的就是。
God.
神啊。
Here's what I need.
这是我所需要的。
Here are my struggles.
这是我的挣扎的。
I'm giving these to you.
我把这些都交给你了。
And then I walk away from my prayer time.
然后呢，我就是祷告结束的时候。
And just before I go, I said, oh, by the way, I'll take those things with me.
然后我就会说，哦，神啊，我把这些东西再带走。
So I can keep worrying about them throughout the day.
所以我就可以继续的一天来为这些事情来操心，来担心。
Somehow, I really struggle with just saying, okay, I gave this to you.
不知道为什么，我就是很挣扎的，就是说把这些东西都交托于神，说神啊，这个是你的了。
I need to wrap up my prayer by saying, God,
所以我的祷告结束的时候我要说神啊
you,
我把这个给你了
and you're strong enough,
你是很坚固你很强壮你可以大有能力来解决这些 你能够来解决这些问题
and so I'm free.
所以呢我不需要再操心
You see, I think genuine prayer is a great answer to our tendency to stress and worry.
所以真诚的祷告呢是对我们很易于这种操就是担忧这种有压力是它的一个解放。
as a teacher,
作为一个老师,
I loved being able to go to the principal or the dean,
我很喜欢去见校长或者系主任,
and say, I can't fix this, would you take it?
然后我就对他们说, 我解决,我做不了这个,你能不能来解决?
And if the dean said, okay, I'll take care of that.
如果系主任说,没关系,我来做,我来解决。
I'm done.
那我就没事了。
Teacher has a complaint, the student has a complaint, go talk to him.
如果学生有问题要抱怨什么你去看见系主任去。
Now when I was the principal, I didn't enjoy it so much.
但是当我做学校校长的时候我可是不享受这些。
But here's what I discovered when I was the principal of a school.
当我做学校校长的时候我发现的是
There were some teachers who would come to me.
就有一些老师呢他们会来找我。
And they would say, I have this problem.
说我有这个问题。
And I would listen.
然后我就会听他们讲。
And I would decide, okay, I think this is the steps to take.
然后我就会说这个是我们要采取的步骤。
And I say, I'll take care of that.
然后我说好我来解决。
And the next day I would discover that they were still trying to fix it a different way.
但是第二天我发现他们还是想要用一个不同的方式来解决这个问题。
Because they handed it over, but they still held on to it.
他们虽然把这个事情交上来了，但是自己还是抓着不放。
Prayer says,
祷告是说
God,
神呐、
啊、I can't fix this.
我没有办法解决这个问题。
I can't solve it.
我没有办法做。
So I'm giving it to you.
所以我把这个交在你手上。
Yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory.
因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的。
This is easy for you.
这个对你很简单
you can take care of it.
你可以来照顾你可以来做你可以来照料这一切
So I'm going to trust you.
所以我要信靠你
Now he may say to me Now part of how I'm going to take care of it is I want you to do such and such and I'll do it That's okay
但是神可能会说解决这个问题的一部分就是你要去做这个那个那对我来讲没有问题
But the problem now belongs to him
但是现在这个问题已经属于神了
My job is trusting him and following him.
然后我的工作就是要信靠他跟随他。
Prayer then becomes a wonderful antidote to worry and stress.
所以呢祷告就成为这个担心还有压力的很好的解方。
Let me wrap up with three things about prayer.
所以呢
How we pray.
就是我给祷告的三个实际建议。
First of all, pray persistently.
第一个呢是坚持不断的祷告。
Jesus told a wonderful parable that I think we often misunderstand.
主耶稣讲过一个很好的一个故事，但是我们通常就误解了。
Luke 18.
就在路加福音十八章。
It says he told them this prayer to teach them that they always should pray and not lose heart in their prayer.
就是主耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
He says.There was a city where there was this judge who he didn't fear God, he had no respect for God, he didn't care about people.
说某城里有一个官不惧怕神也不尊重世人。
There was a widow
在那城里有一个寡妇
who kept coming to this judge
经常到那个官里
asking for justice
就是让这个官给他伸冤。
She'd stand outside the tent saying, this person has wronged me, please give me justice.
他就站在这个公堂外说这个人亏负了我求你为我伸冤。
This judge, she doesn't have any money to bribe him.
这个法官呢这个寡妇当然没有钱去贿赂这个法官。
She doesn't have any power.
他也没有任何的势力。
And so he ignores her.
所以这个法官呢就根本就不理他。
But day after day,
但是每一天
he can hear this woman outside whining.
就听到那个女的站在海边在那哼哼在那呻吟
Judge, please do what's right.
他说青天大老爷请你真的来伸冤吧。
Get rid of her.
把她赶走。
Next day, here she comes back.
然后第二天她又来了。
Finally,
最后
he says, all right, I'm going to do what's right, just to get rid of her.
他说这个法官就说好吧我就是去为他伸冤就是为了别让他再来烦我。
Now, I've heard people who read that.
我听到有人就读这个故事。
And say, God is like this unrighteous judge.
神就像这个不义的法官。
That if we keep bugging him long enough, he'll finally give us what we need.
如果我们不断的来烦他，来缠绕他，他最后就会给我们伸冤。
If you get nothing else today, get this.
如果你别的什么都没学到，学到这一点。
That is not what Jesus says.
那个不是主耶稣要教的，不是主耶稣说的。
He says this.
主耶稣说。
If even a crooked judge will finally do right,
如果这样一个不好的、不义的法官最后都会做对的事
just because the widow keeps asking,
就是因为这个寡妇不停地缠绕他、烦他
how much more will your heavenly father do right for his children he loves?
难道你们的天父爱你们的天父他会为他的孩子不会做得更多吗
He's not saying God is the unrighteous judge and we're the widow.
他不会是说神是那个不义的法官我们是那个寡妇
He's putting a contrast.
他是做了一个对比一个
Instead of an unrighteous judge, God is our father.
神不是这个不义的法官而是我们的父亲
Instead of the widow with no power, we are his children.
不是那个毫无势力的寡妇，我们是神的儿女。
And so if this judge did right,
如果这个不义的法官都能做这个正确的
事 how much more will our heavenly father do what we need?
那我们的天父会为我们做多少我们所需要的呢
And so he says,
会更多的。所以他要说的是
ask boldly.
所以呢你就大胆地向神求
ask persistently, don't give up.
就是坚持不断地到神面前来求不要放弃
Later in Matthew 7,
所以在马太福音第七章
Jesus says, this is how I want you to treat your heavenly father.
主耶稣说这是我想要你如何来向到你的天父面前来求
ask.
你们祈求
Why?
为什么
Because he's going to answer.
因为当你求的时候神就会答应
Seek.
你们寻找
Why? Because you'll find.
你就会寻见
Knock.
叩门的敲门的
Why?
为什么
Because he'll open the door.
因为神会为我们开门
But here's whatI want you to see about those three words.
我想要你看这三个词。
All three of them are a verb tense in Greek that is keep on doing it.
这三个里面的这个祈求、寻找、叩门呢都是这个希腊文的一个现在进行时的动词。
Keep on asking.
就是一直在不断的就是一个进行时的。你就是继续的祈求、继续的寻找、继续的叩门。Yes.
Those of you who are fathers or mothers,
我们其中做父母的
Don't listen to this because this is a trade secret I don't want you to know.
你们小孩子不要听因为这是给父母的
You who are fathers or mothers
我们做父母的都知道
But your children ask for a lot of things.
当孩子们给你要很多东西
And a lot of times they really are not things that are important.
很多时候呢他们要的事情不是重要的事情
And they ask for it today but tomorrow they want something different.
今天他们要了一样事情明天又要不同的事情。
So you learn that, you know, a lot of those things just kind of go in one ear and out the other.
所以你就知道说今天这个耳朵进明天那个耳朵出。
And you don't really pay it much attention.
你就对他们要的东西就不会很在意。
But the things that really matter to your kids are the things that they keep on asking about.
但是对孩子很重要的事情就是他们不断地来向你要。
Dad, I want to learn the xylophone.
爸爸呀我想学这个木琴
Tomorrow Dad can I have drum lessons?
爸爸明天我可以去学鼓吗
Next day
再过一天
Mom I'd really like to take swimming lessons
妈明天我想去学游泳
Next day
再过一天
Mom I want to learn to play the piano
我想学钢琴
Next day I'd like to be an astronaut
我想去做宇航员
You just let those things go
所以他今天说一个明天说一个你可能也根本不留意
But your child says
如果你的孩子对你说
I heard someone at school play the piano and I really want to learn to play the piano
我在学校里听到有人弹钢琴我真的很想学钢琴
The next week
再过一个星期
Mom, do you think I could have piano lessons?
妈妈你觉得我可以上钢琴课吗
A month later
又过了一个月
I really would like to learn to play the piano. And you hear them in the room playing piano on the radio.
然后呢，我就
Pandora。
然后呢，他们有的时候呢，就在屋里面就跟着那个听别人弹钢琴。
Birthday comes。
然后到了生日。
Mom, could I have a piano lessons, you know, for my birthday gift?
说妈妈，我可以生日礼物就要上一堂钢琴课吗
？You know that really matters to them, right?
你就知道这个是对他们很重要。
It's not they have to somehow persuade you.
他们不是说要去说服你。
You want to know what's really important to them.
你想要知道什么对你的孩子重要
？Xylophone, drums, violin, tennis, swimming, astronaut, or piano.
然后你就知道说，不管是木琴呐、啊，是那个那小提琴，还有游泳课、网球，还有宇航员、钢琴，哪个是对他们重要的
？And the one that was persistent.
而是
is the one that really.Was important.
就是那个他不断的求要的那个东西，对他来讲就是重要的。
Jesus is saying,
主耶稣说
，keep asking,
就继续不断的问。
Be persistent.
要坚持。
What's really important to you?
对我来讲，什么是重要的
？Oh, we're out of time. I'm sorry. Okay.
哦，我们有点时间。
We'll stop here. Next week, we are going to pick up a new lesson.
下个星期我们是一个新的课。
Let me encourage you this homework this week.
这个星期给。就是一星期或者两个星期。
Keep a journal of your prayer time.
就是在你祷告的时候呢，记做一个笔记，做一个日记，不需要很复杂。
Just, when you're done praying, what did I pray for?
当你祷告完了之后，你说你祷告的有什么
？What was important to me in my prayer?
在我的祷告中，什么是重要的
？And then over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
在未来的两到三个星期内，你回看。
What is changing in my focus in my prayer?
在我的祷告中，我的那个关注有什么改变
？What is God doing in answer to my prayer?
神是如何在我的祷告中，神是如何来回应的
？Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for the privilege of prayer.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们这个祷告的特权。
It is amazing that we can come to you with.All of our concerns.
主啊，真的是我们把我们所有在意的事情都可以带到你面前，是何等奇妙的一件事。
And that you care about me.
你真的是在意我们。
Help us to pray this week in confidence and trust.
帮助我们是真的是带着一个确据来祷告，也能够信靠你。
Pray in Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.